This is Ozarks at Large. A big part of Valentine's Day is letting a person know they're loved. Little Rock Hospital is giving people the opportunity to let its young patients know someone out there cares for them through the gift of a Valentine's Day card. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda has more.
At some point during elementary school, you probably participated in a Valentine's Day party. You may have decorated the classroom with handmade pink hearts, tasted some chocolate candy, or even passed out Valentine cards containing affectionate phrases to your classmates. Unfortunately, some kids won't have the opportunity to participate in similar festivities this year because they have to spend time in the hospital. To help patients celebrate the day despite their medical situation, Arkansas Children's Hospital has created a website where anyone can create Valentine cards to send to the hospital's young patients. Elizabeth Henry, Community Development Coordinator at the Arkansas Children's Hospital Foundation, says she thinks one reason people have enjoyed participating in this new program is because it's a way to make a child smile, even if you don't know them.
We all know what it's like to be feeling under the weather. We all know what it's like to celebrate a holiday, and so this is a fun way to help kids celebrate. And I also think, you know, I sometimes hear all the stories that people have of an experience at Arkansas Children's Hospital, and it's amazing to me how many people across the state have said, oh my gosh, I was a patient there when I was a child, or my nephew is a patient there, my kid, you know, my neighbor down the street. And so both for people who have had experiences at Arkansas Children's Hospital and people who haven't, it's a way to just bring a smile to a kid's face. It takes a few minutes and really brightens a kid's day and you know, helps you celebrate the holiday too.
Once you log on to the website, the first step is to select one of three designs for your Valentine. You can choose a card with a red rocket ship that says, Valentine, you're out of this world, a pink bee that says, Be my Valentine, or a yellow and orange lion that says, Valentine, I'm wild about you. You may then personalize the card with a message. Composing a note that's upbeat and focuses on Valentine's Day is preferable to a health-related sentiment.
We want to be sensitive of kids with all different kinds of medical conditions. So some of those kids are in for a procedure and they might be going home tomorrow, and some of the kids have a longer stay. And so we want to make sure that we're sensitive of each child's medical condition. And, you know, we want to provide kids a distraction and help them think about all the things that they get to be, you know, that will, they get to think about things besides just being sick. So what I like to say is thinking of you, lots of knock-knock jokes. One of my favorites, one of the designs is a honeybee. And one of the favorite ones that I've seen so far is people saying, why do bees always have sticky hair? Because they use a honeycomb. And so just fun, kid-friendly jokes that, you know, will bring a smile to a kid's face is really what we encourage.
Although the program is in its first year, Elizabeth says they have received tens of thousands of messages from around the country.
Right now, we have about 260 kids in the hospital, and so there will be enough for kids to have lots and lots and lots. The response has been so overwhelming. We're up to, I think, 30,000 Valentines for kids. So the people of Arkansas have been so generous, and from all over the country. We've had Valentines from California and Florida and Maine and Nebraska and really all over, people just wanting to participate. It's been great.
Some of the messages have even been sent by former patients.
There have been some really sweet ones. One was from a little boy named Anthony, who used to be a patient here, and he picked the design that looks like a honeybee and said, "If you know, be sweet to your nurses, they'll be sweet to you. I was a patient here. I know just what it's like." And so they've been really, really touching messages. People have written poems and Dr. Seuss quotes and things that just really brighten your day. And so we're including some of those on the Valentines for the kids.
Elizabeth says some of the Valentines have already been printed out, and the plan is to deliver them to patients on their meal trays. Some will even be passed out during a Valentine's party for children that are well enough to attend. Although it is Valentine's Day, Elizabeth admits at least one patient received her cards prior to today.
We actually delivered some early to a little girl named Lexi, and she is 4.5, and she loved the pink honeybee. She picked them all. She got a big stack of Valentines, and she made sure to pick all the honeybees out and just say, she called them bug, and she said, bug, 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 I love the bugs. And so it was so fun to see her face light up as we walked into the room, and I know that's the experience that the rest of the patients are going to get.
Elizabeth says people have been so generous and responsive that they are looking into repeating this program next year and maybe expanding it to other holidays. If you would like to send a patient a Valentine today, you can do so at giving.archildrens.org/valentine. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.